This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Today's guest in studio is Vince Bodner of Bodner Equipment Company out of Staunton. And Vince, nice to have you here. I know this is your first trip to the studio. We've got a lot of things to cover, and I'd like to start off with getting some of the history about Bodner Equipment. So give us a little bit of background information about the company.
Hi, Katie. Yes, my family was involved in the equipment business since 1953. Ever since I was a child, I was always around and involved. And in the year of 2007, we picked up the company called McCormick Tractor Company. And for the last 10 years, we've been promoting and selling the McCormick tractors.
Well, that's great. It's always fun to talk with people like you who have been around a family business and been involved since you were a kid. So you've got a lot of experience. And you said McCormick Tractors, you've got a special event coming up related to those tractors, something called Red Power Days. So tell us all about it.
Yes, the Red Power Days, it's sponsored by the McCormick team along with us as a dealer. And we are going to hold this event at our dealership. And what this event is going to consist of is we're going to bring all of our new X-Series tractors out and show them to the customers. They'll be able to drive the tractor, and talk to the company people.
Multiple sizes of tractors, different horsepowers and things like that for different uses?
Yes, they'll be anywhere from a 28-horsepower tractor all the way up to about a 300-horse tractor, which they just introduced this year.
And have you hosted this event before? I know I had asked you earlier, it's something new that McCormick has started offering, but it sounds like a pretty neat event, a great way to test drive a possible tractor you might want to buy.
Well, McCormick is a fairly new company that products has just come out since about the year of 2000. Selling here in the United States. And what we're trying to do with the Red Power Days is to basically reintroduce the tractor to our farmers that were used to the old Farmall McCormick tractors back in the 20s and 30s.
So there's going to be some new models then that maybe people haven't seen before, or at least up close and get a test drive them.
Absolutely. It'll be the up-to-date model tractor, the transmissions, the cab controls. We will have all the electronics available that we need for the guidance systems. So everything will be there, and we'll be able to show the customer how it works and how McCormick has got it set up in their tractors.
Your customers, do you have mostly farmers? Do you have people that would want a smaller tractor for yard work and things like that? Do you have a good mix?
Yeah, we have some hobby farmers. We have some large farmers. And we have people who just raise horses and stuff like that. So we have all mixes of tractors, from subcompacts to compacts to 100-horse tractors, pretty much to for the whole line.
Well, and they can see all of them at the Red Power Days event, sounds like.
Yes, we should have the majority of the tractors there. We plan on bringing other tractors in that we do not have on our lot right now, but we will have other tractors available for you to see besides the ones on our lot right today.
So if they see a tractor at this event, you don't have it on the lot, is that something that you could, say, order for them and have it shipped to your location?
Oh, yes. Our company is located in Duluth, Georgia, and that's where we get all of our parts, all of our service needs, and basically all of our tractors are assembled and delivered from Georgia. So yes, most all tractors are in stock where we can deliver them within, say, a week.
Do you offer any service at Bodner's Equipment? If something would break, do you have that option to work on them at your shop?
Yes, we do. We have technicians there that we can pretty much do anything that's needed. We have the ability to haul it in, come to this farm to work on it. So, yes, we pretty much can handle everything that's needed.
Well, sounds good. That's always a bonus to not only be able to purchase it locally, but have it serviced locally, too. So I guess we've talked about that you're located in Staunton or near Staunton, but landmarks or some quick driving directions for people if they'd like to come to the Red Power Days.
We're located east of Staunton, about 1 mile. We're right on the frontage road of I-55 and exit 41. We're in a brown building on, it's 1203 West Frontage Road is the correct address, but you'll be able to see it right off the highway.
And there'll be a lot of tractors there, so probably
there should be quite a few tractors, yes.
That should be a good sign. Well, that event happening on March 24th, and then the following week, something else going on, focusing on your lawn mowing equipment. You'll have another event going on.
Yes, that's correct. One more thing, Katie. Our Farm Power Days are going to be from 1 o'clock in the afternoon starting on Friday till about 4 or 4:30, depending on, you know, the people and if we can answer the questions and for everybody to get the opportunity to drive and ride a tractor.
Sure. So in the afternoon then, stop
yes.
by Bodner's. Okay. Now we'll jump ahead to the following week, something March 31st. Tell us about that event.
Okay. On March the 31st, we normally have an open house for our people. We do sell lawn and garden equipment, and the open house will be on a Friday, and we're going to start that event at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we will probably go till around 4, and we will have all of our lawnmowers available. We sell two different brands. We sell the Ferris lawnmower, and we sell the Grasshopper lawnmower.
Different models. I know some people, I have a preference of zero turn mowers. I know those are pretty quick and work really well on flat ground. Do you have all types of models of mowers?
Yeah, both companies offer the zero turn mid mount, what we call, and the different one would be Grasshopper. They have a zero turn, they call, but it's a front cut. The mower is out in front of you instead of sitting on top of it. It's sitting in front. You'd be able to trim around trees, and you can change that deck out and put different attachments on it. So that's a very well-liked lawnmower.
Yeah, sounds like it would be. That sounds pretty neat. For these mowers, good for large yards, of course, you're going to want a riding mower, but also maybe someone who lives in town or a more urban area, something to fit their needs too.
Yes, the lawnmower sizes, we have different models and sizes. They range anywhere from a 44, 48-inch mower deck all the way up to a 72-inch deck. So we can pretty much accommodate any of the consumer as well as the commercial cutters.
And service those at your location also?
Yes, we do offer parts and service at our location, yes.
Awesome. Well, you've got a lot of great things going on at Bodner Equipment. It's going to be a busy end of the month for you. So, Vince, if you don't mind, I guess we should be reminded again of the dates of both of the events and times and everything people need to know.
Yes, so Red Power Days will be March the 24th, and it's going to start at 1 o'clock, and we expect till about 4, maybe a little bit longer. And the open house for the lawnmowers, it will be March the 31st, and we will have the doors open at 9 o'clock, and we will go till 4 o'clock, or if need be, we would be there longer.
Well, sounds great. Vince, is there anything that I failed to ask you or final thoughts that you'd like to mention?
We would like to have the people come out and look at our lawnmowers as well as look and test drive our tractors. We're very proud of the lineup that we do offer for sale in the community. We do offer financing for everything that we do sell as well as the warranty we handle.
Well, sounds great. You've got a lot of things to offer, something for everybody, whether you want a tractor or a small lawn tractor. So looking forward to both of those events. And we've been visiting with Vince Bodner of Bodner Equipment Company in Staunton.